Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio Player app.
The head of the Food Standards Agency in the UK has said that bringing cake into work is as harmful to colleagues as secondhand smoking. Professor Susan Jebb concluded that passive smoking inflicts harm on others, and exactly the same is true of food. So, should employers stop the traditional Friday treats or the birthday cake? Well, Caroline Reedy from the HR Suite is on the line now, and you're welcome to the programme, Caroline. I was appalled.
I am too, Sarah. So I'm with you. We have a Bree who works in our office, makes the most amazing millionaire slices and lemon drizzle cake. And to tell people that Bree couldn't do that anymore would be such a morale dampener that I wouldn't be willing to take that chance.
No, I wouldn't have thought so, because it is just sort of, although, you know, the thing is, you can see where she's coming from. Like, if somebody is bringing in treats every day to work, you can see how potentially that could cause problems.
I think we've shifted now to the fact most people are working in some form of hybrid in a lot of offices, that the day people are in the office doing those anchor days, that people are delighted to come together, and food is one of the big factors to help with that connectedness. So people are going on tea breaks together, they're sharing lunches together, and without doubt there's more treats on those days than would be there condensed over 2 days, for example, than there would be over five. But I think a lot of employers now in canteens, for example, are very focused on healthy eating and having, you know, really good healthy options for people. So I think over tea break, or if it's somebody's birthday, I think it's fair enough to have the choice for people to decide that they want to slice the cake. I don't think banning them is going to practically happen in Ireland, even if we were to mute that. But I think it's balanced like most things, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think exactly as you say, I think particularly if there's someone on the team or in the office who's having a birthday, it'd be very hard to start saying, you know, you can't bring in cake on that day. But like, you know, a little like your colleague who cooks the what did you say she cooks?
Millionaire slices. Millionaire with the caramel slices on tap. Oh, and the gorgeous lemon drizzle cake. Oh, but I think as well, we balance that with people trying to get the walk in. You know, there's a huge amount of companies doing kind of fitness and walking and steps challenges at this time of year. And I think for most well-being focuses now in organisations, we're very conscious that there's a huge high percentage of obesity and a lot of health-related issues, that eating healthy and getting more exercise will help. But I don't think we're going to make enough of a difference to cut out the Friday treats or the in-the-office treats to really make the difference. So I think this one is much more about balance than it is about restricting it.
Okay, so but if we say the balance, right, do you think the balance lies with, let's say, yes to the birthday cakes, but maybe let's say no to the Friday treats, or let's say if you're thinking about bringing in the leftover Halloween sweets, or, you know, you had your children's birthday party, you have a whole load of stuff lying around the house that you prefer to get out of the house and you bring it into the office, you know, or you're coming back from your summer holiday and you bring back the three boxes of Toblerones or whatever it might be, you know, the habits that people get into, that maybe there's sort of a little notice going out to people saying, well, actually, maybe don't do that.
I'm not as brave as you, Sarah, but like,
I'm not suggesting this. I'm actually not.
Because I'll be honest and say, I'm the devil who will take the chocolate or take the slice if it's there, but I'm fairly good at not buying it and having it in the house because I know I'll eat it if it's there. I definitely think, you know, after Christmas, many of us have brought the chocolates into the office and the biscuits and all those treats so that they're not at home in temptation. So I think we're going to have a lot of battles from people if we make this change. But I think what this is really saying is we need to be very mindful of the fact that a lot of people are challenged at this time of year, particularly they're starting diets, they're trying to really be good. And this is additional temptation that we just need to be mindful of. Okay. And I think that will go a long way. But I'm definitely with you, Sarah. Let's keep the treats.
Keep the lemon drizzle coming, is what you're saying. Caroline Reedy, as always, thank you very much for joining us this evening.